Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our 52nd annual Calix Convention here in this beautiful city of St. Paul. I hope everyone is enjoying their time and the hospitality they're receiving today and last night. We've decided this year on a theme We believe, so we pray, and focus on the 11th step in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, since the Eucharist is the central part of our faith as Catholics. I want to start by thanking everyone, especially Father James Schwartley, for the beautiful sermon this morning in the Mass. I want to thank all the volunteers, Tracy and Laura, for the dinners. So far, everything's been great. Al and, of course, Mike keeping him awake coming over here for all the planning committee meetings. And Dan Monson, who was able to arrange with the campus here on Mass preparation and the Blessed Sacrament. Tonight, we're going to... Blessed Sacrament will be exposed from 10 o'clock tonight until 6 in the morning. We still have some open slots that we need people to sign up for, because this is going to stay open. If Dan has to do it himself, he said he would, but I hope you wouldn't do that to him. We'd like to have two people per hour signed up. There's a sign-up schedule out there. Stan Rydell, you've been great. I don't know how you were able to keep all those numbers straight. I don't know. That was a lot of work to keep all the monies and the people and the lists all together. I don't think I would have been able to do it. And Jim, of course, year after year after year, being our secretary and keeping all this literature and everything together. I hope I haven't forgotten anyone. I want to thank everybody for flying in. We're going to have Father McCauley speaking this morning. We're going to have Father Talbot speaking this morning. This evening for our keynote speaker is going to be Scott Westcott from Pittsburgh. I understand he did a remarkable job last year, and I'm looking forward to hearing him because I wasn't there. And right now I want to introduce our new president of Calix, Chaz Knorr. If I called him Chuck, I might want to call him Chuck Norris. But I call him Chaz, so his name is Chaz Knorr.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chaz Knorr. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm also the president of Calix, which I still find it hard to believe. I know I pinch myself on that one. That happened last year in Pittsburgh when they had the elections, and I didn't give any great speech or anything. I don't know how I won. I think the other guy didn't want it. But it's been a very interesting year. Well, August it'll be a year. But I'd like to thank St. Thomas University for having this convention and the hospitality they gave us, the breakfast this morning. And St. Paul's Calix unit, great job. The cruise was great last night. The food was excellent. Of course, the friends, everybody there. It was just a beautiful setting going up the Mississippi. Where all you see was trees. It takes you back when the Indians were here. It was really really nice time. We're going to have, the theme you picked was great. I mean, we believe, so we pray. Well, I mean, that's why we're here. It's right in the steps. We come to believe in the power greater than ourselves. We turn our will and our life over His loving cares. So and that's what we're doing. Only as Catholics, we're doing it through the Eucharist. Doing it to Mass, We got a rosary tonight. We got adoration. I think we have a 3 o'clock a.m. sign-up needed, blank, who's ever interested. It just fits in with our disease because we have the grace of God. We've been getting the grace of God to be here and to be even in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and then to take one step further to come into Calyx, which my sponsor, God bless his soul, James Morgan, who's passed on, introduced me to Calyx years ago. We also have Mr. and Mrs. Ed Croft from Omaha, who's, I'm sure they're here for this convention, but I know they're here for 2010's convention, because they're doing a heck of a job promoting that, and there's some posters on the table, and they have little cards. They did a nice job, so they're looking forward to that, but we have to get through this one first. We do have some good speakers coming up today. Let's keep in, it's in the program, but let's keep in our prayers while we're at here, the new Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Detroit, Michigan had a nice letter from the bishop approving their Calyx unit. Is there anybody here from the Detroit or Michigan, anybody come in? They've been approved. Kansas City, Kansas, keep them in your prayers. And I think there's a couple groups in California, San Francisco and Los Angeles, that are struggling right now. San Francisco's trying to get a group together. Atlanta? Thanks, Jim. Atlanta. So keep them in your prayers while we're here praying that that their units will be successful. During our board meetings through the year, as I'm getting to learn a little more about Calyx. I mean, you step into this thing. I never dreamed of being in this position. You know, I come to Calyx meetings. I never was involved with international or actually never went to a convention until Pittsburgh. My first convention I wanted to go to was in Buffalo because it was drivable. And a family wedding came up. I just couldn't be there. I was mad about that. So I really never attended a meeting, a convention. So the first convention I go to is our home convention in Pittsburgh, and I'm getting elected president. But Jim has been the hub, the ongoing secretary. I mean, he really holds us together. And the St. Paul unit, which is the home base for Calyx. But the board meetings every month we have telephonically, through conference calls are very interesting, and I'd like to just give some thanks to the Philadelphia unit they're really aggressive out there in Philly, as they are in their sports. They don't always win, but they're very aggressive. And Amy and Ken have been very very instrumental with their diocese in Philadelphia. They got the bishops to support Calyx. And what was it, Jamie? Do you just make a quick comment? Was it the bishops wrote a letter to all the churches? I'll give you applause. And we got the 2010, we got that. We had Pittsburgh, I couldn't make it because I went on a cruise, but Pittsburgh and Philadelphia met in central Pennsylvania. They came together in the York area, Harrisburg area, York, PA. And, York has a Calyx unit too. And all three had a little weekend together, which is something to think about if you got close Calyx units up in this area or in the Midwest, or Buffalo maybe, you can sneak down there. We can get together. I understand it was very well received, and it gets us together, which is good, just like the convention does. We had a couple financial problems with printers. We got through it. We're back to our old printer. Maybe that'll come up at the business meeting today. But, you know, we need to keep the money coming. I even made a suggestion at a board meeting. It wasn't nothing to be brought up for a vote or anything. It was just a thought, because we've been getting six chalices forever, to even cut it back to four. So I don't even know how that'll fly. That's just something in the back of the head if we really get stranded. We can't afford these printings. So, you know, we also have the the Gratuity Club, or what do you, Gratitude Club, where we donate money. So, you know, I know I'm dragging my feet on that a little bit myself. I have to donate a little more to this Calyx Society. So keep that in mind and try to, maybe we can get our, take a special collection every once in a while from our units to send to the International. But with that, I think we're right on time here. I just want to thank everybody for their support, and it's been a very interesting year. I also called EWTN just off the whim, just to see how to get into there, if some members of Calyx could go down and maybe get on one of those shows, you know, to push our word. And I got on to, I did get to a priest, and I think before I start talking to them, they tell you you're going to be cut off, and it's so within a certain time period. I don't know why, but I was cut off from them in the middle of it. But the gist of it, yeah, maybe that was it. But he said that who's ever going to be on the show got to send a video down, what it's going to be all, and have themselves videoed. You know, they want to see if you're presentable, or I don't know what they. But you know, it was something. That was a thought. I'm still looking at that. Jim got an old. He's going to make a copy for me. I don't know how many years ago that was, Jim. Wait, 30 years ago? So I guess that was when EWTN was in its infancy. Yeah, it's. They had a show on there a long time ago, and I'm going to see if they can dig that up and maybe replay that one. I mean, it's just to get the word out, and I think Philadelphia really got the right idea. We have to get the bishops behind this and the clergy and get the word out, because it's a great program. It's a hidden secret for Alcoholics Anonymous. Okay, thank you very much for your time.